For the month of November, the JIS will highlight young people who have defied the odds, gone against the flow, to start their own businesses. In the face of adversity, they are rising to higher heights. This is Uprising. Renee Smith was born in Kingston and raised in St. Mary by her mother and a father who she describes as a jack of all trades. The situation at home created the perfect balance Renee needed, as her father provided for the family, while her mother, tasked with the vocation of raising seven children, always insisted that a good education was most important.
She used to tell me over and over, Renee, you have to get a good education. Without a good education, you're not going to be anything in life. And she encouraged us religiously every single day to make sure that we studied and do all our assignments and get good grades. One of the best memories I have of that is when I went home one day with a 94% on a test. And I said, Mommy, I got 94 on the test, because I was kind of worrying about it. I think I was in about grade 4 at the time. And, you know, preparing to the common entrance because I was going to do that in grade 5. And Mommy just looked at the test paper and said, 94? Where's the other 6%?
Renee went out and found the remaining 6% on the next test paper she got, and the trend of excellence continued. Just before common entrance, Renee's mother brought home an article about a child who had won a government scholarship and decided she wanted the same fate for her daughter.
She said at the time that we might be poor, we might not have some of the things that we should have, but you can change all that. And she said, you're brilliant. You can win a scholarship.
They worked together for a little over a year, weathering hungry school days and ridicule from her peers. And Renee was awarded a scholarship to attend St. Mary High. Burchell Whiteman, who was education minister at the time, commended Renee and her family for the effort and teamwork they put in. Her mother's dedication was all the extra classes she needed. Northern Caribbean University was her next stop, where she pursued a double major in mass communication and information science. Renee worked in the media industry for a while after college. It is said that necessity is the mother of invention, and the birth of Renee Natalia will prove this age-old claim.
As working in media and communications, marketing, corporate communications, and then I made a dress. You know, I just decided that I needed some new clothes. Things were a little tight and the crochet threads were just staring at me, so I made a dress. And, you know, I made it and everybody just loved it. A local, you know, fashion icon said, Renee, you should make some more pieces and debut them at the Moda Market.
And that was it. She needed something to wear, and as Jamaicans say, she turn her and make fashion. Renee is now the founder and creative director of her own exquisite revolution, as she likes to call it, which features unique crochet accents and ready-to-wear clothing items ranging from skirts to dresses to blouses. She says she stays away from the swimwear market, but will occasionally provide a fashionable cover-up for beach lovers. Her ultimate goal is towards the empowerment of women and young people.
I really want my clothing line to be one of those avenues that you can use to really empower women. I think that women really should just dress themselves, just look exquisite at all times, be mindful of their body shape, and just be confident in whatever they're wearing. That's one. And one of my passions is to use that platform to eventually develop a scholarship foundation where I can impact other students' lives.
Renee hopes to expand the brand to include accessories and home decor. Become part of the revolution in style by calling 437-0980 or send an email to reneenatalia.rev@gmail.com. Pieces are also available for viewing on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter at Renee Natalia. We've come to the end of our Uprising Young Entrepreneur series. You may send your questions and feedback to 282-6218. I'm Vanessa Silvera, encouraging you always to rise.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries, and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.